my owner hassle when Honda North will make you a great cash offer for your car today. Honda North buys cars. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our Grassroots Show. We talk local music here Sunday nights at 7 o'clock on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com. I'm Bob Kupp with you from The Rock Station, 97.7, and from Shady Lady Productions. It's Mr. Utah Burgess. Utah, good musical night to you.
Yes, it always is. Sunday nights.
Good to have you on board tonight, listeners. We've got a full jam-packed show for you tonight. In particular, we're going to be visiting with Mary Ann Miller. She's going to talk to us from the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends. Of course, that's in a sense the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But we've got some legends in this community that are, well, of current day and probably will be future nominees, but we've got a lot of groundswell bass that has happened in the past. And they have another induction year coming up. Their event is coming up Thursday, April 28th, and they're moving to a new facility this year because of the growth. But you'll have an opportunity as listeners and music fans to vote on the nominees starting in February, and we'll explain that to you coming up. Also coming up shortly, we're going to listen in from one of our dear friends who's part of the music scene that is actually going to be taking a step back because of some family health issues, and we'll explain that as well. But, of course, on the show tonight, lots of great local music, and, well, just coming off of a fantastic show last night, the 11th annual Southern Fried Rock Show out at Peter B's.
Yep, 11 years, and what a great time it was. A little bit of country, outlaw rock, backwoods rock, and we had it all. We had the Hawkeyes, Doppler Effect, the Shiners, and Coal Town, who features Jess Boldy, who, if you remember, she was on the float with me and Rob during the Spirit of Christmas Parade. So, fun stuff. Enjoy doing that show, and Peter B's, no better place for your Peter to be.
There you go. And you better be there in the future, too, because you got something right around the corner again. You put helmets on and don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Heartbreakers Ball. If you don't like Valentine's Day, then this is the place to be. And you said it. We got Skell coming back this year. So absolutely bring a helmet.
Wow, that'll be cool. So, of course, you can stay tuned on the general concert calendar for more information on that and other events. And if you're a local band out there, get us your music. 2016 is here. We'd like to have you featured. Of course, we'll be talking a little bit later on about our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in July, July 15th, 16th, and 17th out of Coopers Lake Campground. And getting ready to, actually in process right now of inking the bands for that. So that's a stellar process in its own right. And, you know, what a unique musical family we have here in Western Pennsylvania. Extremely talented, extremely giving. I think you're going to find that out when we talk with Mary Ann Miller about the connection in both ends of that. But we've got to give a shout out to one of our dear friends who's involved in one of the local music bands that has been involved in Band Jam as well for something special that he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. He threw a nice little party today for a lot of the local musicians in the area at his Vento Farmhouse, I guess, is what he calls it. But, out where they hold Corbry Woodstock and a few other events. So, yeah, always a good time hanging with them. They're great people. They're all about the music scene, and so it's a perfect fit working with them.
Yeah, so salute out to John Vento. What a giving guy he is. And really everybody that's associated with him and the Needs Hotel Band. Just incredible, incredible people. And really giving. They care about the music scene. They care about the people that are in the scene as well. So tip of the cap, gentlemen. Let's slide over here for
phone's ringing.
Yeah, phone's ringing. Well, Utah, in the past year, you and I were afforded the opportunity to be MCs of a very special event, honoring 10 years of the music of Chip Demonic, the decade of Demonic, and had a fun time with that. And that was one of our 2015 memories as we reflected back on before 2015 came to a close. Yeah. But now we find out that there may be a little bit of a hiatus in the future for the band Chip Demonic, and so we thought we'd get right to the helm of things here.
Yeah, we don't deal in rumors and hearsay. We go right to the source.
Yes, no rumors and weeds here. We dig right into the scene and welcome the man, Chip Demonic, in. Chip, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are the two of you?
Oh, we're doing okay. Doing okay. Happy 2016. I know this is the first we've had an opportunity to chat. But what's going on? We understand that there's going to be just a little bit of a hiatus involved for the band.
Yeah, definitely a hiatus. I don't know if it's going to be a little bit, a long bit, or a permanent bit. But recently, both of my parents have fallen into ill health. And as the chips fell, I am now responsible for their 24/7 care. So, my life has gone through a little bit of an upheaval, and, you know, right now I need to focus 100% of my time and energies on providing for, you know, my wife, my kids, and now my parents. So definitely kind of reshaped how my days go, and as a result, the band has had to take a hiatus of sorts, and definitely won't be performing live for quite some time.
Well, we're certainly sorry to hear that, and wish you and your family well. And, you know, I don't know, a bit ironic because you've been so involved in the music scene, as your wife has as well. It's kind of been, you two together. I mean, every show that you've been at or you performed at, your wife's always an integral part of that. So I guess that's proof in the pudding that family comes first, right, Chip?
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of like you think about life and those people in it who you would take a bullet for, and, you know, that's kind of like, you know, with me, you know, my wife, my kids, and my parents, and, you know, it's like when my parents need me, it's kind of an easy decision, you know, to drop everything else and, you know, just focus on keeping them as healthy and happy as I can for as long as I can. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you don't mind changing because it's the people that you love that you're changing for.
Well, certainly you've been such a factor in the music scene. The live performance aspect will be missed, but I'm sure if time does afford you at all, I know you're such a creative guy and there's so much music in you that I wouldn't be surprised if something comes eking out if you do have a few moments.
Yeah, you know, I definitely hope to do something somehow. With you know, having a band and live performances and everything, I mean, that's something that takes hours upon hours each and every week to kind of revise the set list and keep sharp and, you know, get everyone on the same page and everything. And that's just time that I no longer have. But you know, certainly there's the magic of YouTube, and I want to look for ways to harness that and harness home recording, you know, to try to stay active at some point. It's been a pretty tumultuous last month of mine, and it's kind of hard to even think of having 15 minutes or a half an hour of free time to do anything. But I think that as things kind of settle down and I get settled into a new routine, I'm going to look for ways to take those opportunities and build something with the time that I do have, even if live performances aren't a part of that.
Well, you know, you have to have an outlet in life, and I don't think you're going to be able to just flip that creative switch off. So,
you're exactly right, Utah. Exactly right.
Well, there's no doubt you'll have your hand on the pulse of the scene, even though you're stepping back from it from now. So from the Grassroots Show, Bob in Utah, and I know a lot of the fans out there that love Chip Demonic, and whether it's the band or the man and the material you've created, we send our thoughts with you that everything works out for the best in the end, and that in the end, you're back in the scene again.
Well, thanks so much for the support, guys, and not just in this particular instance, but, you know, throughout the years, you guys have been great supporters of the scene and the band, and that's great. And I really appreciate the warm thoughts at this time. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but, you know, the best way to predict the future is to create it. So, you know, at some point I'm sure my thoughts will once again turn to using what resources I can to create and put some music out there. So, I don't know what that'll look like quite yet, but, as Utah said, I don't see that switch going off permanently.
Well, we're wishing Chip Demonic the best of luck from all of us here at the Grassroots Show. And Chip's not the only one that is going through some health-related issues right now.
Yeah, we were going to have Wojo on the air with us over the holiday break there. Him and Nathan were going to come in, but he had some health issues he had to go through as well. And I just talked to him the other day, and things seem to have gone very well, and we hope to have him back on soon. And just wish him a speedy recovery.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we play some Wojo?
I absolutely agree. Let's break out a song canvas.
All right. We'll follow that up with a song of a group that is no more, but I'm bringing it up in particular because of the fact that I've told you listeners out there, hey, make some noise. Call this radio station. Request some of this local music. And this was a song that was, the band and song specifically, was requested, I believe it was last Friday, on the Rockin' Hard Diner. And so thought we'll give a little shout out for that very fact. But again, encouraging you people out there, if you have a band you support and you know we've played their music on Sunday night here on the Grassroots Show, or you know we're playing them, or you want to hear them played, make some noise. Call the radio station and say, we'd love to hear this local band because it'll probably get it on the air. So keep that in mind. And don't forget, get us your music so that you can be on the air as well. But we're going to, after Wojo, dig out No Exit, some Rumors and Weeds, since I referred to that.
It's been taking us so long for you to find me out what I'm all about, and I've been doing things all wrong. Got at the studio, gotta get through to you. Someone I used to be, and I'm so much better for you now. Oh, I wish you knew, I wish you could see it. So let me paint you a picture on an invisible canvas. String it out nicely so you understand this. It's more than a lyric, it's really a message. You and your questions, I need you to listen. There's one's for you, honey, and two's for your show. It's getting so late and the morning sun is breaking dawn. Ashes in the night for your eyes.
so late. The morning sun is breaking dawn, ushers in the light for your eyes. For your eyes. For
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. Round 19 in the Wexford area. C.V. Marks and his staff for a new ride in 2016. And don't forget, they can provide you a lot of the ride items that you may need. Accessories, as they call it. It's European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And also, this segment being brought to you by the Rainbow Inn for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. They're at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. The place to stop by Monday through Friday, beginning at 11 a.m. with great food, the Man Can Special, and don't forget they'll have their open stage nights returning in February, the second Thursday of the month. So.
Yep, we'll be down there, so hope to see you out.
Mary Ann Miller joins us. She is an annual guest around this time of year because we're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends. And this is sort of, if you will, the Hall of Fame of Pittsburgh when it comes to music and more. And we're going to find out a little bit about what is happening this year. Mary Ann, good to have you on the show again.
Thank you so much for having me back. Wonderful to be here.
Mary Ann, let's first, before we get into the nominees for this year, because there is certainly an exciting list in four different categories, and you, the listener out there, will have the opportunity to vote coming up in February. But let's get a little background on how this started and also the connection you folks have to a local organization.
Correct. Thank you. Yes. The entire event is produced by and it benefits the Cancer Caring Center, which is a Pittsburgh-based organization that has been founded in 1988 and is providing free social support and emotional support services for cancer patients and their families. And so in 2013, we were looking for a new event, and we were racking our brains, and our president at the time came up with the idea of some sort of Hall of Fame music kind of thing. And we have such deep roots of rock and roll here in Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh, we thought that was it. We had that aha moment. And so we started to work, and in the latter part of 2013, we worked our way through. And then in January 2014, we hosted our first event, and we inducted our first inaugural inductee, and that was Rich Angler, who many people will know from DeCesar Angler, who was the person who brought us the music through the, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, many, many, many concerts here in Western Pennsylvania. And so that was the beginning, and it was off to a great start. And then we held our second event in 2015, last year, in April. And we're ready now and gearing up for our third event now, this April 2016.
And for the center, it has been a tremendous success, hasn't it? I mean, even in the first year, raised a significant amount of money.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of our goals. And we run a fine line. It's very important that we do the right thing and we do well by the musicians, because we're really here to talk about the musicians and honor them for the fantastic work. And they've really created the fabric of music here in Western Pennsylvania for us. But certainly as a charity event, it's very important to us to do right by the center as well. And so, yes, we sort of have a twofold purpose. We want to have a great evening, great music, raise a lot of money, help a lot of people. It sort of works for everyone.
And the folks that do get honored as far as the legends themselves are permanently archived, if you will. You have a pretty cool connection for our neck of the woods up in this area near Grove City, but
absolutely,
a display down at the Hard Rock, too, for those that are honored.
Absolutely. Wendell August Forge created the most amazing, we call it the Eternity Plaque. It is there's a double-necked guitar, I think it's steel or aluminum guitar, I think it is actually aluminum guitar, inside this 3D kind of case with these beautiful medallions all around, and each year the medallions are engraved with the names of the winners, and that is housed right now at the Hard Rock Cafe where we had our event the first 2 years. It's absolutely spectacular. They outdid themselves.
Very cool. Now, we mentioned the general public will have an opportunity to vote on this, but there's a lot of steps that happen to even form the list of people. And my goodness, when you look at the Pittsburgh music history, I mean, there was no finer choice than Rich Engler to go in first to kind of lead the way. And then you look at who got inducted last year. But there's so many names out there. How does that process work for this to take shape and then set up for the voting in February?
It is a pretty long and complicated process. We were very much adamant about doing this. After the first year, obviously, we thought, okay, we really need to improve the process, engage more people. And so from the beginning, what we did was we put together a nominating panel of people who are really, you know, high-level people who really in the know, I mean, music historians and educators and musicians and producers and promoters and media, and those are the people who are sort of around the table in the beginning. And to augment their input, we created what we're calling the Academy of Voters, and that's a group that's very similar to the group I just mentioned, the nominating committee, but it's a much larger group. We're at about 200 of those folks now. And so the nominating committee and the Academy of Voters put together a list. Actually, the nominating committee sort of puts this very long list together and then shares it with the Academy, and then we got their input this year to sort of cull the list and bring it down to the ultimate group of nominees that you see. But it's not an easy process, and as you said, there's so many fantastic musicians and music people from this area, and so consequently, it's a little bit challenging, obviously. And everybody has their favorites, and ultimately, everybody has it deserves to win, and hopefully, eventually, they all will. So it becomes a little bit of a challenge. But then, from there, we will go into the voting, and we can talk about that now, or we can wait, if you like.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and talk about it, because obviously the event itself doesn't come up till April, but
Correct.
You are going to be allowing a roughly two-week window for voters to get involved here in February.
Absolutely. Right now we are in what we're calling our voter registration period. We want the public to vote. They have the opportunity to let their voices be heard. And so right now, the only way for you to be able to actually vote is to register to vote. And you can go to PittsburghRockLegends.com. That is our website. There's a button in the upper right-hand corner that says email sign up. And so you click on that and you go through the steps, and it will register you to get a ballot. And so that period ends on February 7th at 11:59 p.m. And then on February 10th, a couple days later, if you are pre-registered, you will get a ballot. You'll be able to fill out the ballot. It's one ballot per email address. So the whole idea was to keep this as transparent and as fair and reasonable as possible. We didn't want people basically, you know, being able to stuff the digital ballot box, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to keep this on a really fair and level playing field. And so, like I said, the registration period until February 7th. Voting goes from February 10th until the end of the day, 11:59 p.m. on February 22nd. And then after that, we will tally the votes. We actually have an independent panel who will take a look at these votes, make sure everything came out properly and the voting was done according to the plan. We have a CPA, a federal judge, and a media reporter who will take a look at that. And then we will announce our results probably very early in March.
How do you land a federal judge? We need one of those.
He's a friend of a friend. He's a friend of a friend. And he's a music fan.
Oh,
who isn't, really? But yes, so he's very engaged.
Cool stuff. Well, we will get into the nominees in a moment here. We are talking with Marianne Miller from the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends. But let's go back to last year and play a song leading into one of the nominees for this year. I'm not going to give the name away just yet, but we will go back to last year and play you some Donny Iris, since he was a past guest as well. He was the modern era inductee for last year. You had a legacy inductee in Lou Christie, and of course, music industry professional inductee. It probably was the guy that had to be in there first, no doubt about it, and that was Pork the Tork, Porky Chedwick. And that was for 2015. But we'll continue our visit with Marianne in a moment. Right now, some Donny Iris here on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Showed her what's inside, she left her girlish ways behind. river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river, honey, where they don't want you. Rain's in the kitchen, doing no good. Gonna get me a woman, bring my collie wood across the river. Gonna move across the river.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. Rose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Steaks, chops, chicken, and pork. Do you want a special cut? Yeah, they'll do that. Whether it's for the grill, broiler, slow cooker, or between two slices of bread. Speaking of bread, Rose's is making fresh bread. Dinner rolls, pepperoni rolls, and sausage rolls. Blueberry and raspberry chocolate scones. Homemade soup to go as well. All at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main, Rose's is high on the hill and right on the price. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 4.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. And don't forget, our show streams at 977rocks.com. And if you ever miss the show, well, shame on you for missing it Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. But if you do, you have an opportunity to play it back on demand at 977rocks.com. Our menu feature, just go in and click on demand and you'll find the Grassroots Show. Or if you want to hear it again because it was so overwhelmingly impressive to you that you have to get more of it, that's one of the facets as well.
And there's nothing like listening to the Grassroots Show while you're getting paid.
That's right.
I say
on your boss's time.
Yep.
We're talking with Marianne Miller from the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends, and we just heard a couple of legends back to back. Actually, Donny Iris, who was an inductee last year, and you just got the teaser for this year, and a band that ironically Donny Iris was connected to, and that's the Jaggers that we played. And of course, if you remember back, oh my goodness, now it's a couple of years ago, we've got to dig back. We had members of the Jaggers on because they had a brand new album.
Yep.
And so you got to hear something that we played a couple of years ago. But Marianne, let's talk about the categories and the nominees as we approach 2016. And it's pretty cool. You have four different categories that will be voted on.
We do. We actually expanded by one category this year. We added the Music Broadcaster Legends. For folks such as yourself, we realized, obviously, that some of the folks who bring us the music are as important as the music itself to people. I mean, you're the conduit to hearing all this great music. And so we added that category this year, and that's for DJs, VJs, those sorts of people who have been in the business 20 years plus. And we're thrilled to have Chuck Brinkman, Sean McDowell, and Terry Lee on the list this year. I think those are great candidates. I'm sure folks in Western Pennsylvania, I remember growing up certainly listening to Chuck and from the KQV days, and Terry Lee, Music for Young Lovers. Sean McDowell is currently on the air at WDVE here in Pittsburgh. So we're thrilled about that. And then we have the three categories that we had last year, Modern Era Legends, which are solo performers or bands with 20-plus years in the business. And we're inducting two of these four folks that are nominated. We have Billy Price, Joe Grushecki from the House Rockers, Rusted Root, and the Clarks. And then for the music industry professional, who are producers, promoters, sort of the people behind the scenes perhaps, also with 20-plus years in the business, another great name, obviously, all great names, Pat DeCesar, Joe Rock, and Henry DeLuca, who have brought us concerts across the board for many, many years here in the area, brought us different groups. And then last but certainly not least, our legacy legends, solo performers with 40-plus years in the business, Bobby Vinton, the Jaggers, as you just mentioned, the Skyliners, and the Vogues. So it's going to be a really challenging time, I think, for voters to select because all of these folks are more than deserving. And I can tell you, your listeners, that if they want to get more information about any of these, we have lengthy bios about each of these individuals and groups on that website that I mentioned before, PittsburghRockLegends.com. There's a huge list, and there's a drop-down menu, and there's a page of information about each one of them. Also, a Spotify playlist, so you can get acclimated in, or listen to some of the music that they are known for.
Well, and we've featured all but a couple of them on this show and in regular rotation as well. So
I'm sure you do. Sure you do. Well, they're probably very familiar then.
Absolutely. And what a list. I mean, my goodness, to think of even just looking at the music part of it, the music that has come out of these people in a wide range of styles.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, when you go back and start pulling out Bobby Vinton and the Skyliners and the Vogues, you know, they were part of the landscape that created rock and roll.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why they're on the list.
Yeah. And then, of course, getting into the Jaggers, and then, of course, Donny Iris emerged out of that. And then on the modern end of things, you know, it's head-shaking to think, those four people, those, you know, two groups and two people have come out of Pittsburgh.
Well, and the Jaggers are still relevant today.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and so is Bobby Vinton. I mean, all these people are still performing, which is cool.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. They're still performing.
Yeah. And, of course, the industry legends, and, I mean, if anybody hasn't heard of the broadcasters, too, you know, one of my goals in life as a young person coming up was to run down and get that top 40 list of from KQV. So, you know, and then everybody's listened to Sean, and, you know, Sean's in the music scene as well. So, I mean, it'll be a very special year, and of course, you folks out there get to vote on this now. And then the date itself is Thursday, April 28th. You have a very special night and a new venue we have to tell people about, Marianne.
Absolutely. Because of the success of the previous 2 years, we had to move. We needed more space, which is a good problem to have. We are moving to Stage AE on the north side, which is a fantastic concert venue, but it also provides us more opportunity to have a little bit more entertainment, more excitement, more room for guests to sit. There's food, which there was before, but it just gives us a lot more opportunity to do more things for our guests, for the musicians, and for everyone who attends. It's going to be fantastic. We're really excited.
So again, if you're a listener out there, you need to get registered so that you can participate in the voting that is coming up in February. And again, PittsburghRockLegends.com is the site to go to. You can find out everything you need to know. What if somebody out there listening wants to attend the event? Can they get tickets?
Absolutely. They can. Tickets are for sale right now on the website. They can also call the Cancer Caring Center at 412-622-1212. There are multiple levels of tickets, so whatever fits your price range. And all to benefit the Cancer Caring Center, but also to honor all these fantastic rock and roll musicians. And the biggest thing, obviously, they're going to come for is to see this magnificent all-star band that we put together, which has different members depending on which year we come. But, I mean, the folks like, I mean, certainly our winners will be there performing Joe Grushecki, Donny Iris, B.E. Taylor, Rick Witkowski, Hermie Granati, you know, Billy Price, Ed Mannion, Johnny Angel, and the list goes on. Rusted Root, Scott Blasey from the Clarks has been there. I mean, to see all of these musicians on one night, on one stage, is mind-blowing, and they are fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, it really, it's a must-see event. It's an historic event because of everybody coming together like that. You know, that's
absolutely
pretty cool. Yeah, speaking of Eddie Mannion, we just had him on 3 weeks ago because he has a new album out. So, you know, and he's connected to the House Rockers and more. So just really, really
cool. Well, he's played with Bruce. Yep.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. Yeah. The thing about this event, it really makes you proud to be from Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania. When you're standing there watching all this talent and watch them perform, it's, like I said, it just really makes you feel good to be from this part of the country.
And again, supporting the Pittsburgh-based Cancer Caring Center all at the same time as well. So, Marianne,
yeah,
congratulations on another year, another successful year, and the fact that this has become such a success, that it continues to grow, the excitement continues to build surrounding it. A well-deserved pat in the back on everybody that is involved.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate it, and we really encourage your listeners to help us select this year's winners.
And I think once we know who the inductees are, we'll have to have you guys back on again so we can talk about the event in April.
We would be delighted to do that. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time today.
Marianne Miller joining us from the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends. Well, speaking of legends, let's play a couple. We've heard Move Across the River from the Jaggers and, of course, from Donny Iris. Let's, coming up, do a little Shot of Salvation from Joe Grushecki. I'm going to dig out his True Companion album for you. And a great album that was, and we'll play a cut from that. And also, I want to play you some Billy Price, because you'll remember Billy was a guest on our show when he put together an unbelievable album with the legendary Otis Clay. And we're watching all of these legends pass away. We were talking about some of the big names that have passed away. And if you missed it, Otis Clay passed away of a heart attack here in the past month. And so we're going to dig out Billy Price and a piece of work that he did from that album with Otis Clay called All Because of Your Love. And, of course, Billy Price, one of the modern era legends, nominees for the 2016 Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends. Check it out, get registered, and vote. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Oh, what a feeling. knocking on the wrong door. Putting on the wrong clothes, baby. In the bathtub, and baby. Boiling over.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com. The Rocks, Rock and Haven, our favorite place to rock, relax, and eat. Go ahead, ask me what's new. Well, I'll tell you what's new. They have a new look, a new menu, a new webpage, and new sauces for the best wings in town. New fall drinks, and of course, happy hours, Monday through Friday, 5 till 7. And the new menu is awesome. Try one of the new fresh burgers. Big, thick, juicy burgers that will knock your socks off. The Rocks, the new Rock and Haven. Greenwood Drive in Butler, Rock and Haven. It's rocking big time.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. Good to have Marianne Miller on. And again, mark your calendar, April 28th. What a night that would be at Stage AE to see all those performers together.
Huh? And this is just a really neat thing for Pittsburgh, too. So
yeah, yeah. And get registered so that you can vote on the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends. Pretty significant names there, no doubt about it. And quite a base they're building already. It sounds exciting. And in fact, we might just have to dig out one more of those nominees before we go coming up here. But don't forget, speaking of get-togethers, we have one of our own that comes around third week of July. And we are right now in the process of confirming and booking the bands that we're going to have involved. And that's a process that is painstaking, tried and true. But hopefully within the next few weeks, we'll be announcing a large majority of the bands. In fact, unfortunately, as we talked with Chip Demonic earlier, Chip Demonic Band was actually one of the first ones we had booked, and then unfortunately for Chip's circumstances, they've had to bow out, but hey, that opens the door for another. But again, the process is not easy, and the first thing that we need to make sure that people understand, especially those bands out there that are listening, we would love to include everybody, but one thing that is very, very certain, the bands that will be performing that weekend are original bands. You know, we may, hopefully, we have a good thing where this festival grows into leaps and bounds, and maybe someday we include some cover bands. And not that we're disrespecting those cover bands, but again, the premise of the show has been live local original music. That's what the band jam is. It's a celebration of this Sunday night show.
Yeah, and certainly a lot of the original bands we have on the bill do play some covers as well, songs you recognize. But you're right, the festival came out of this show, and that's what we're about, local original music. So that's number one criteria. But as you said, there's a lot more to it, and we've talked about this so many times on this radio show that at the end of the day, it is still a business. And you know, we'd love to have everybody, like you said again, but there are costs involved to us, and we have to make sure that we are also aligning ourselves with bands that want to partner with us on this festival and be a part of it, and you know, can help us turn it into a success. So that's just as important as anything else, or it'll go away.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that we want to do for you, the listeners out there, that you take part in as well. We want to celebrate these local bands because, my goodness, for 4 years, Utah and I have sat here and bragged about how we feel there is an incredible group of musicians in this area, and we're trying to advertise those bands to you. And so you have a little piece in the pie as well to come out and support those bands, but we also have to make sure that the bands that are involved are bands that are going to bring people first and foremost, because we need to have that kind of success. And bands that are also involved have also taken a skin in the pie. I mean, there have been bands that have invested their own money in being involved in this because they want to see it grow. And my goodness, I hope it is something that becomes a 5-day, you know, get-together of celebration. But first of all, we've got to fill the day and a half that we do.
Yeah, and, you know, there's bands that are out there constantly promoting the local music scene. You know, there are some that just throw everything into it. We talked to one in the first segment. They just throw everything they have into this scene, into helping other bands and helping other festivals and venues and in helping grow the scene. And, you know, we have to look at that. That's what this is all about. And, you know, each year except for the first year, but we have a good mix of bands we've had on before, and then we try to bring in some new bands and expose you to some new artists. So yeah, we'll be taking that approach again this year. And for those bands who have shown us, hey, we want to be on the band jam, you're certainly going to recognize their names again. That's just how it is.
Yeah, and it's a wide mix, a wide variety of styles and presentation and genres, which is cool. Yeah. And again, you're going to see some veteran bands there. You're going to see some up-and-coming bands. My goodness, Tarach and Sky got their start at the band jam, and look what they're doing now. I mean, they're making as big a noise as just about anybody in the scene. So that's exciting to see, and we're certainly not taking credit for that. It's the bands,
yep,
that are making it happen, and they're the ones that are the driving force. We're just hopefully helping to put them on stage a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And so mark your calendars. Tickets are available now. And it is a family event. Just keep that in mind as well. But thebandjam.com is where you can get all of your information. And as we usually do, we'll start filling in the little grid of who's confirmed and hopefully have that wrapped up here in just a few short weeks.
So mark your calendar. Get your tickets now so that you're set for July 15th, 16th, and 17th. Basically, the music is the 15th and 16th. We play Friday night, all Friday night, and all day Saturday. And it certainly has become a staple of my summer. I enjoy the heck out of it, and I encourage any of you who are music fans that I know, and you're like me, just love music. You would love this weekend when you come out and check it out, because it is just that great quality musicianship. You're going to hear original tunes, and you're going to hear some of the best, some of their faves too, because they do jam into usually some things that you'll know as well. So that's one comment that I hear from some people. Well, I'm not going to know the music. Well, you don't know any music until you hear it, and it doesn't matter what it is. You know, the first time you ever heard the Eagles, you know, you didn't know their music. Well, now you do, and that's how you get involved. You sit down and listen to it. So check it out, folks. We're excited to present it.
I can't wait until you're nominated or inducted into the Rock and Roll Legends there, Bob.
Okay. It's
right around the corner. That was great.
Let's get back to the music. At the moment, we have some more tunes to play.
Good segue there. How about we do At the Moment and his song Sail Away?
All right, and we'll follow that up with one more of the nominees for this year. Of course, a staple in the Western Pennsylvania music scene, and folks that support other bands, too. We've seen it. We've mentioned this surrounding, for example, the Hawkeyes recently. These guys have been behind them and pushing them big time. Let's give a shout-out to the Clarks, because they're one of the nominees for the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends Awards this year as well. We'll play on Saturday.
Let's get away. never been so sure. I'm ready now to see the western shores. I'm ready now. My head's stuck at the edge of the map and it won't come back. There's just one reason for me to stay. The reason not to break away from everything that's holding me back. Maybe it's you. And get away, it don't matter what the people say. Be my girl on top of the world and we won't come back. There's just one reason for me to stay. The reason not to break away from everything that's holding me back. Baby, it's you. We can't stop it, yeah, cause you locked it up and threw away the key, but I don't care, no, so baby, let's go. There's just one reason for me to stay, the reason not to break away from everything that's holding me back. There's just one reason for me to stay, the reason not to break away from everything that's holding me back. Baby, it's you. Sing, and you can keep the key
mine is me, myself, and I sublime. All in time it will be fine, just me, myself, and I sublime.
Winter is here, but you won't mind driving in an all-wheel drive CRV. Come get the one you want today at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. rock station 97.7.